Well, I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade.
The European Union has ripped this country off so much, it's unbelievable.
The European Union is possibly as bad as China, just smaller.
The statements you just heard were made by President Donald Trump. Will the next president, Joe Biden, have the same attitude towards the European Union, or will the relationship improve? Publicist and American expert Frank Verhagen tells about Biden as the next president of the USA.
In the Senate for 47 years. He's been a vice president for 8 years. He has extensive relations with foreign heads of government, with important people.
And what do you think will be the first things he will focus on as the next president of the United States of America?
Well, he's already focusing on some things. Looks like he's going to sign again the Paris climate agreement. I think he will definitely call, or maybe has called already, the leaders of France, Britain and Germany, and the head of the EU. I think he'll visit Brussels pretty fast, just to make sure that people are aware that he is supportive of NATO. And that the United States is sort of back in business. And then finally, in the short run, he will restore the Iran deal. The U.S. dropped out. It's relatively easy to restore, and it would be an important signal that the U.S. will have a different relationship with Iran.
Yes, so you think it will improve the relationship between America and Europe after Trump?
There's no question about that. Europe was very anxious about Trump. And with good reason. He said before he was elected that he didn't care about NATO. He wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And once he was president, he basically said that Article 5, which is the backbone of NATO, the collective defense, that he didn't think it was very important. But what Europeans hope for is a stable relationship with the United States.
Yeah.
I think what they learned from the Trump years, and what they had to learn, and for worse or for better, Donald Trump taught them that lesson, that they have to think more about their own defense. And it's one of the few good things that Trump did.
Yeah.
Make the Europeans aware that they cannot fully depend on the United States.
Okay, so you think Biden will definitely change that relationship?
That relationship will change as soon as Donald Trump has disappeared.
Yeah.
Biden doesn't have to do very much. He just has to say, America's back. You're more or less back where you were in 2016, with the difference that Europeans are now more aware of the volatility of the relationship with the United States. And I think Donald Trump has damaged the way the world looks at the United States considerably. People don't trust the U.S. Sometimes they sort of pity even the U.S. It's not a particularly good example for democratic government. So I think something has fundamentally changed. But Biden will, as long as he's president, and he's an old man, and you have to really question whether he can finish his first term.
Yeah.
He's not going to run for a second term. I'm pretty sure about that. But his vice president, Kamala Harris, is just as internationally oriented as Joe Biden is. So there will be continuity in American policy.
We've disagreed before. We'll surely disagree again. But I'm equally convinced that the United States and Europe can meet the challenges of the 21st century. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen.